For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Alexandra Olgan. Connecting with a doctor over a live video feed is becoming more common, but insurance coverage of telehealth varies widely. Medicaid, Medicare, and private payers cover different services at different rates. Let's start with private payers. Here's a video from Blue Cross Blue Shield of South Carolina about its telehealth service for everyday, non-life-threatening medical issues, like pink eye or the common cold.
I woke up and my eye was really itchy. My mom said it didn't look so good. She said I needed to see a doctor, except it was on her computer tablet thing, which means we didn't even have to leave the house.
This service allows patients under most plans to seek medical advice via live video with a doctor. Another private payer, UnitedHealthcare, covers a similar type of virtual visit. Blue Cross Blue Shield of South Carolina covers about 1 million people in the state. Chief Medical Officer Sean Stinson says the Blue Care on-demand program has been in place for a little more than a year.
The utilization has been not huge. We actually came into things rather conservatively. We didn't make a big push for this. This year, we're being more aggressive in marketing as we've gotten some early experience.
He says it's too early to know whether the service has been saving money, but he's pretty confident in saying,
we have not driven up costs with it. I think it may be a couple of years before we really get a good feel. One of the concerns when you offer something new like that is that people will use it when they wouldn't otherwise have even sought care. That's not been our early experience so far.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of South Carolina also covers some appointments where a patient is in a local doctor's office getting a live video consultation from a specialist, like a psychiatrist. For these types of appointments, the psychiatrist is paid the same amount as if the consult had happened in person. South Carolina's Medicaid program, which covers about 1 million low-income individuals, also covers these types of telemedicine services. Amanda Williams with Medicaid says in 2015, 2,500 patients used virtual services. But the method for seeking treatment is becoming more popular. Preliminary 2016 numbers suggest a nearly 50% increase in users.
You just hear it much more accepted in the medical field. So many different hospital systems and just the popularity of telemedicine has really helped to grow it.
According to South Carolina's Medicaid policy, only live video consultations are covered. But Mario Gutierrez with the Center for Connected Health Policy based in California says some other states are covering non-live video services called Store and Forward.
I think it's an area that's underdeveloped by states as an area where they could really improve the quality of healthcare access using these forms of technology.
He says it's worked well for dermatology. For example, a local primary care doctor could take a picture of something on a patient's skin and share it with a specialist who may not be available at that time for a live appointment. But the dermatologist could look at it later and get back to the local physician with a diagnosis. Some states have laws that require reimbursement for store and forward services, but South Carolina is not one of them. The Federal Health Insurance Program for Senior Citizens, Medicare, has some of the most limiting coverage for telehealth and telemedicine services. The program only covers patients in strictly defined rural areas and limits the medical professionals that can be reimbursed for providing telehealth services. Teresa Arnold, the South Carolina Director for AARP, says she would like to see Medicare expand that coverage.
Where is it that telehealth can really make a difference for our members? And we think it's helping them with caregiving and helping people to stay in their own homes.
There's at least one bill in the United States Senate that would expand the telehealth services that Medicare covers. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Alexandra Olgan, reporting from Charleston. South Carolina ETV is a member of the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance.